Soda consumption has fallen in the U.S. over the last 20 years, so Coca-Cola is branching out into the milk business, but not just any milk, specialty milk, pricey designer milk it's called, and it's called Fairlife. Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, is here with a look. And Mike, okay, first of all, they're not calling this Coke milk. Fairlife already exists. So what's the relationship between Fairlife and Coke?
Fairlife was a dairy producer that Coke invested in and is a partial owner now. And its CEO used to work in marketing at Coke. So obviously, Coke gives it a much larger platform to distribute and to market the milk. And that's what's going on.
Well, and Coke is doing this. They've got a venturing and emerging brands group, and they've backed things like coconut water, right, and Honest Tea.
Right. Honest Tea. You know, what they call, they call the sodas the sparkling beverages, and the other beverages like the tea and the juices, they call the still beverages, which they've invested pretty heavily in over the recent years.
Well, now milk. What makes Fairlife milk designer milk?
Designer milk. Well, first you need to buy a cow from Versace or Gucci. No, that's a bad joke, obviously. But it's interesting. And this is a story in our Business Week magazine, if people are interested in more. But basically what they do is they filter the milk into its five main components. And that allows you to, you know, separate the main components, reduce the sugar, reduce the lactose that a lot of people have problems with, and, you know, increase the proportion of protein in the milk. So it's really the filtration process that creates it, that makes it a designer milk.
And we understand the co-founder is a veterinarian who's turned farmer. He's long been in favor of the comfort of cows, you know, free range and no antibiotics, sustainable farming methods. So he's got that going for him.
Right.
But do consumers want this?
It does seem it's a very fast-growing market. The specialty milk category saw growth of about 21% in 2015. It's still not a huge, huge portion of the market. Fairlife sales were about $90 million. But Coke really believes that it could eventually grow into a billion-dollar brand, as popularity of it picks up.
Well, and that has happened. Coke has the orange juice, Simply Juice. Many people may not know that's a Coke product. It's a billion-dollar brand. It also challenges Tropicana, which, by the way, is owned by Pepsi.
Right.
And these companies, they kind of have to bury that, don't they, because of the negatives that have been attached to soda?
Well, soda sales obviously have taken a huge hit over the years, especially full-calorie sodas, you know, your traditional Coke. And so part of that lost sales has been compensated for with Diet, Coke Zero, those type of products. But they've really aggressively gotten into these more healthy drinks because that's just the way consumer tastes have gone. And, you know, this was a way for them to, you know, use their huge global footprint and their marketing powers and, you know, not shrink sales because people have sort of lost a taste for traditional sodas.
Well, and as we said, do it without calling it Coke milk. Little symbiosis here. Milk sales are down as well, so the dairy industry might need Coke as much as Coke needs them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, and we'll link you to his full writing on this designer milk, Fairlife, partnering with Coca-Cola. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you.